Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of James Ray III. First I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. James Ray III was born in 1963 and was raised in Brooklyn, New York. He served as a Marine before becoming a New York City police officer, but decided to go in a different direction with his career after a couple of years. James earned an MBA, went to law school, and became a lawyer. He ran his own law firm called Ray and Associates. At some point, James married a woman named Cheryl. They had a son named James Ray IV in 1989 and a daughter named Chelsea Ray in 1992. In 1998, James bought a six-bedroom house at 304 North Mountain Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey. This upscale community is about 20 miles from New York City. Many people who live there work in the city. After starting an insurance brokerage, James hired a woman named Angela Bledsoe to help him build the company. She had a bachelor's degree in business administration from Florida A&M and was an independent financial consultant. Angela was 11 years younger than James. In 2011, James and Angela started having an affair. At first, Angela did not know James was married, but even when she found out, the infidelity continued. The couple had a daughter named Alana on August 22, 2012. James and his wife Cheryl divorced in May 2015. Angela and Alana moved into the house on North Mountain Avenue and live with James. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. In October 2017, Angela Bledsoe attended a homecoming event at Florida A&M. While she was there, she reconnected with an old friend named Bakari Burns. The pair had sex and continued their affair after Angela returned to New Jersey. Their text messages contained exchanges about Angela's genitals, and the two traveled to various locations to have sex. After a year of infidelity, Angela's lover, James Ray, discovered what she was up to by looking at her phone. On October 20, 2018, he called Bakari and accused him of having an affair with Angela. James said, "I can come down there and we can handle this." Bakari disconnected the call and spent months in fear for his safety. After being caught, Angela decided that she wanted to terminate her relationship with James and move into her own house. On Monday, October 22, 2018, Angela took her daughter Alana to a private school in Sterling at 8:45 a.m. Consistent with her plan to leave James, Angela had an appointment with a real estate agent for 11:30 a.m., but she missed the appointment. At 5:30 p.m., James picked up Alana from school. He made arrangements to meet with his brother, Robert Ray, at the Longhorn Steakhouse in Piscataway, New Jersey, at 6:30 p.m. Robert lived in Allentown, Pennsylvania, 67 miles west of Piscataway. James and Robert were not particularly close. Getting a call from James to meet on short notice was out of the ordinary. While talking to Robert behind the restaurant, James was wearing sunglasses, even though it was dark outside by that point. James asked his brother for a favor. He wanted Robert to watch Alana for 24 hours, although he did not explain why. James had packed two suitcases for his daughter, which contained the clothing that she would need. After entering the restaurant, James took a photograph with his daughter, went to the bathroom, and abruptly left the premises. This unusual behavior by James resulted in Robert having serious concerns. He drove by his brother's house in Montclair and noticed there were no lights on. After this, Robert took Alana back to his home in Allentown, Pennsylvania. At 11:47 p.m., as he was helping Alana prepare for bed, he found a note in one of the suitcases that James had packed. This note indicated that James had shot Angela in self-defense. James wrote, quote, "I was about to clean my guns, and Angela picked up one as she was going to shoot me. I reacted in the heat of the moment, eased down, and couldn't stop firing," unquote. Despite arguing that his behavior was justified, James wasn't going to hang around and be arrested. He wrote, quote, "I am scared, and I don't want the long burden of a trial to prove my point," unquote. James asked Robert to show Alana pictures of him and talk about him often. He mentioned that he had fully paid for a Disney cruise, which was scheduled for December 2018. Along with the note, James had left his will, his cell phone, and two checks totaling about $21,000 to be used for his daughter. Robert called the police and asked them to check on the home where James and Angela lived in Montclair, saying, "There might be a murder victim there." The police arrived at the house at 2:42 a.m., now on October 23, 2018. They found 44-year-old Angela Bledsoe dead on the kitchen floor. She had been shot four times with a pistol chambered in .45 ACP. The weapon that killed her was never found, but the police found a 9mm pistol next to her body, as well as other firearms in the house. There was a gun cleaning kit on a coffee table in the living room. A clock in the kitchen had fallen off the wall and landed in the sink, which caused its battery to dislodge. The time on the clock was 11:14. Presumably, this was 11:14 a.m., 16 minutes before Angela's missed appointment with the real estate agent. The police were able to reconstruct the shooting. They knew that four shots had been fired at Angela. She was sitting on the couch in the living room when the first shot struck her in the chest. She left the couch and started moving toward the kitchen. The second shot struck her in the back. The third shot ricocheted off the floor. The bullet fragments struck her body. The fourth shot struck her in the head and neck when she was on her back on the kitchen floor. The police were confident that James had murdered Angela, but they did not know where he was. Eventually, they learned that James left his BMW at Newark Liberty International Airport and took a taxi to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, paying the fare in cash. After this, he hitchhiked with truck drivers across several states, arriving in Laredo, Texas. He crossed the border into Mexico on a bus and traveled to Monterrey. Finally, James boarded a flight to Havana, Cuba. On October 28, 2018, James Ray was arrested in Cuba just before going through customs. He was probably worried that he would be spending a long time in a Cuban jail, but as it turns out, his fate would be much worse than that. U.S. federal agents arrived and transported James to New Jersey. On the flight back, James told the agents that he just went to Cuba to clear his head. He fully intended on returning to the U.S. to face trial. As it turns out, James was granted his wish. His trial started on March 29, 2023. On May 13 of that year, 60-year-old James Ray III was convicted of first-degree murder, unlawful possession of a weapon, and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. His sentencing hearing was scheduled for June 22, 2023, but James would never be sentenced for his crime. He was found dead in his jail cell on June 18 from a drug overdose. In the state of New Jersey, a defendant is not convicted until they are sentenced, regardless of a guilty verdict. The charges against James were dismissed. After everything he did, he died as an innocent man, at least according to the law. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. It seems pretty clear that James Ray murdered Angela Bledsoe. His motive was her infidelity. This is ironic considering how his relationship with Angela started as an affair. Again, James was cheating on his wife. At his trial, the state of New Jersey highlighted many inculpatory factors. For example, James admitted to shooting Angela in their house. She was on her back when she was shot for the final time. Her fingerprints were not on the 9mm pistol that was near her body. And James fled to Cuba after the shooting. The primary argument for the defense was that Angela was a manipulative person who took advantage of James. But that did not explain why she would point a gun at him. It also didn't explain why James fled to Cuba. The defense should have argued that a lot of people want to get as far away from New Jersey as possible. That message would have resonated with the members of the jury. Item number two, when James was captured, he had an 18-page journal with him. This handwritten document, titled On the Move, contained a detailed account of the shooting and his flight from justice. In the journal, James referred to himself in the third person as Jack. It was almost like he was writing a novel. He even mentioned that he wanted the diary to be published. Here's what James wrote. On the morning of the shooting, Angela was upset with him because he called her lazy. After arguing with Angela, James decided to clean his guns on a coffee table in the living room. He took a break to go to the bathroom. When he returned, Angela was holding a 9mm pistol. She pointed the weapon at him. Angela went on a tirade, which included being upset that James was stopping her from going to Florida by withholding permission to take their daughter. so Angela wanted to leave James and take Alana with her. James grabbed a .45-caliber pistol off the table and fired one time. I find it curious that both the 9mm pistol and the .45-caliber pistol were loaded, even though James was supposed to be cleaning them. James then entered the bathroom and stayed there for a few minutes. When he exited, he saw a trail of blood to the kitchen. There he found Angela sitting up and pointing a gun at him. He fired multiple times in her direction, killing her. James decided to leave the area. After dropping Alana off with his brother, he started his journey to Cuba. James offered an incredible level of detail about his trip, including how he disassembled the .45-caliber pistol and disposed of the parts while hitchhiking to Texas with truck drivers. He even talked about wanting to fight a truck driver who he believed made a pass at him in a truck stop shower. Item number 3, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. James Ray started his relationship with Angela while he was married. Angela became aware of his marital status later, but unwisely decided to continue the relationship. She probably knew this was a bad way to start a romance, but was hoping that everything would work out fine. During the relationship, Angela became bored with James and did not feel as though he valued her. She decided to cheat with her old friend, Bakari Burns. During the affair, she texted him saying, "I want someone to worship the ground I walk on, someone who can give me great sex." Angela traveled several times to have sex with Bakari. These trips were paid for by James. When James found out about the affair, he was very upset. He sent Angela Bible verses about how a woman should be submissive to a man, seen and not heard. Angela was not willing to stop cheating with her lover and made plans to leave James. On October 22, 2018, James went into a rage and murdered Angela. He knew that he would be convicted if the police caught up with him, so he fled the country. The journal that James wrote during this trip was consistent with him thinking of himself as a great man. He was on an epic journey, sort of like an action hero. Angela was a villain who unfairly hated him, and he wanted everybody to know about her treachery. She cheated on him, threatened to take away his daughter, and pointed a gun at him. James had no choice but to defend himself from this horrible monster. Ultimately, of course, things did not work out for James. He was found guilty and died in jail from a drug overdose. The authorities have never revealed if James died intentionally or accidentally. They may not know the answer. The timing makes it seem intentional. Again, his death occurred right before sentencing. But a drug overdose is an unusual method for someone to use if they want to exit this world. There is no way to know for certain. There are 3 important lessons that can be learned from the case of James Ray III. A relationship that starts as an affair will often end due to another affair. Don't give a jealous and dangerous lover notice when terminating a relationship. And escaping from New Jersey isn't always as easy as it seems. Those are my thoughts on the case of James Ray III. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.